Egypt's new Prime Minister, Issam Sharaf, has met with Christians who have been protesting since a church was set on fire on the outskirts of Cairo at the weekend, the latest sectarian flare-up in a country already facing political turmoil. Witnesses say the church in Helwan on the outskirts of Cairo was torched after a dispute sparked by a relationship between a Christian man and a Muslim woman. The Prime Minister told members of the Coptic community that he would speak to the military council about rebuilding the church, but so far no action has been taken. Michael Meunier is the president of the U.S. Copts Association and is currently in Egypt. He says that Muslims are currently occupying the land where the church once stood.
The church completely demolished because of the fire. After that, some of the Muslim mobs in the area took the land and prayed a Muslim prayer in it and put a sign that it's now a mosque. Christians now, of course, are not happy and have been protesting for 3 days. I met with the Prime Minister, the Egyptian Prime Minister, who did not like that fact and wanted to undo it, but couldn't commit until he spoke to the military council. The military council, the response was murky on the issue. They did not want to commit to building the church in the same place. They said, well, let's leave this and have you build a church elsewhere. And the cops got angry, and finally they agreed to let the church be built in the same place. But they're not sending any enforcement and any troops to go to the area to give the cops the land, because the land is still occupied by the Muslims. And the military is saying they don't have enough force to go and fight 30 people in a village. So they're asking that the church kind of wait a little bit until things calm down, and then the church will be built. And the cops are not trusting the military. And they're saying the military has used force against the monastery before, a week ago, when a monastery wanted to build a fence to protect itself from the looters, since there's no police in Egypt now. The military went there and shot RPG and fires into the wall and shot some of the monks with actually live bullets. So they're saying if the military can intervene in the monastery, why can't they intervene in the story of these mobs trying to take a church and turn it into a mosque?
Now, is there usually equal treatment regarding the building of mosques or churches?
Historically, no. We needed to go through, as Christians, needed to go through 10 steps to build a church. And there were extreme restrictions. It would have taken 20 years to get a full permission to build a church during the Mubarak era. In the last month or so, nobody is building churches because we're waiting to see what happens. And the country is in a bad security situation. So people don't want to aggravate the conditions. We don't know what the military stance is going to be on building churches moving forward, but you could build a mosque anytime. In fact, you get free electricity and water from the government if you build the mosque, and you get the salary of the clerk paid by the government, opposed to churches where they pay their own salaries and their own electricity from their parishioners.
Now, I understand that the protesters are also calling for the resignation of the governor of Helwan.
Well, the governor wanted to fix the situation, so he made it worse. He went there to have a peace agreement, so he ignored the Christians and just met with the Muslims and left, and that left a bad taste in people's mouths. But personally, I don't think the resignation of the governor is the core issue. The core issue is to give the cops the land and start the building process, make sure that it's not set as precedent that every time somebody wants to take a land of a church, they go bomb it and burn it and bring it down. The real issue is to bring the perpetrators to justice swiftly and to compensate people who left their homes and left the area because of the pressures, and because some homes got burned as well.
Now, I understand that it's not only Christians who are protesting. There are Muslims who are supporting the Christians as well in this.
Yes, there were a few Muslims in the protesters that are supporting this cause. I wouldn't say it's a lot of them, but there are a few that attended and were asking, build us our church, and we need our church back, which was a very good sentiment. that matched the sentiment that we've experienced after the revolution.
Just turning now to the wider issue of what's going on in Egypt. Egypt has just sworn in a new prime minister. How does the Christian community feel about this new government so far?
Well, personally, I met the prime minister twice so far. He hasn't been a prime minister for 24 hours. He just sworn in yesterday. I find him a very genuine man. I think he's a person that Egypt needs right now at this juncture. I called him 2 days ago at his house at 11 o'clock at night, and he said, please come over and bring the people that so we can talk. So he was willing to open his house at midnight for us to go and meet and talk with him. And then the next day he called me up and said, I'm coming to address the protesters. And he came, and that's the first a seated prime minister to address any protesters in Egypt. So I think he's trying. The problem is he's not fully authorized. It's still the military council that holds all the cards in their hand.
Well, those are all the questions I have for you, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you. I just would like the international community to start looking at ways to help Egypt in many ways, and specifically security and the rebuilding of the police force. Any assistance that can be provided in that area, that would be terrific. And tourists, they need to come back to Egypt so we can have the economy going forward and avoid a collapse of the whole country, where we're going to disintegrate into religious fightings and the things that we're seeing right now.